Hawkesbury, but his last two have been good at Hawkesbury. He had a tough go of it there in a class one, and then Canterbury last time was pretty good. So, look, he's going to be hard to beat whatever way you shake it up. I've got a bit of respect for Ballistica, though. It was pretty unlucky last time at Kembla Grange on the heavy there. It got blocked nearly everywhere she went on at Teagan Harrison. So that was its first run from a spell. The trials from it have been good. And, look, I think it's going to run well here for sure. Outside those, 13, I threw this in at a little bit of value, Jennifer, it's Italian for Jennifer. And, look, it's some of her runs have been okay. So, look, heavy's a bit of a query for her, but on a home track, I threw her into the exotics. And 6 Fooey Sand, a horse I've always had a little bit of time for. His first up record's only been average, but he'll handle a little bit of giving the ground. So I made it 2-11, 13 and 6, Andrew.
Class 1 is race 6, and Mark Newnham's got on the top down there, number 5. It's now $3.10, an outright favourite. Strike Rock, number 2 at $4.20. And Archer Demas, the toppy, is 6 into 5 this morning.
Look, I made it 5-6, 2-1. He looked pretty good when he won here on the top. Your song, obviously, they're swimmers, aren't they? And he looked really at home. He had to change course and go back in. It was probably not ideal, but he was just too good for them last time. And I think he might be... Well, most of these are coming out of maiden wins, Andrew, so they're just about all in the same boat, all getting to a Class 1. And I'll go on top here. 6 Lido, this one of Richard Friedman's. Look, its sole win was on the heavy as well here, over 1,300 metres. And Wyong wasn't too bad there last time. It got back and, look, didn't have the best of luck in the straight either. So, look, I thought it would probably run well in the small field here. 2, definitely got to be in there, Strike Rock. Some Victorian form around him for Chris Waller last preparation. And the Canterbury run was pretty good. He's going to run well, you'd expect. And the top weight, Arch Demas. Pretty good here when we saw him beyond Battle Anthem, and then that was on the 6th on Melbourne Cup Day there. Thought the Wyong win was pretty strong as well. So, good handy little race. 5, 6, 2, and 1. Andrew?
And the last here, John at Kembla, a benchmark 64, number 5, Love Your Numbers, the favourite. Already this morning, 3 at 9 o'clock. It's now 2:40, number 5. Arrow's Destiny, it's another one with the scratchings, has moved in. There's not a lot between the 5 and the 6, 2:40 and 2:80.
Yeah, I'm thinking there might be, Andrew. I made him the best bet of the day, Leave Your Number. I made it 5, 6, 10 and 2. I think all his runs have been good, this horse. His run was better than it looked in that provincials final there, that spring provincial series final. Look, all his form prior to that, he's been most consistent and he's pretty handy in the ground. Look, all the scratchings, I had him pretty close to the top even before the scratchings, Andrew, so I'm going to go with him, Leave Your Number. I think he might just have a little bit on these. So he's my best bet of the day. Look, the big grey fellow with Therese Bate up, Arrow's Destiny, he'll be there. He's very, very consistent. He went round in that same race last time, that final, and he's good in the ground. He's going to be up on top of the speed in the small field, and with the claim, well, I think he'd probably ride 55 or maybe 55 and a half, Billy Owen. He claims 3, but he's a bit of a big boy, but he's very, very strong. He's going to be a chance here. Frightens me a little bit, Diamond Maid. She's only won 1 from 30, Andrew, but she likes to give in the ground, that's for sure, and look, she's just a mare that hasn't had a whole lot go away. She always gets back in her races, so the small field will suit her. And if they get it wrong, she won't be far off these late. And 2, I thought, was probably best for the rest resort now with Nat Jarvis. And seems to have a great knack with these horses as she gets second hand. This was formerly with Gerald Ryan, but no form on the heavy. The soft form's okay about it, but there's no queries with Leave Your Number here, Andrew. I think he's the best bet of the day. 5 a special, 6, 10, and 2.
And is that the lone best bet for you?
Look, it's a pretty tough day. Some of these are a bit unknown on the heavy, Andrew, if I can put it that way.
Yep.
A few of these maidens and the like, and I just think he ticks every box here, Leave Your Number. Probably Vic looks pretty hard to beat as well in race 5, but I think on a day which is... might be tough to find the good thing. I don't think there's a hole in him anywhere, Leave Your Number. So we'll plump with him, race to 7, number 5, Leave Your Number, my best, Andrew.
Good on you, Jay. John, keep dry there. Let's hope the storms stay away.
Let's hope so too, Andrew.
John Scorse joining us with our preview for Kembla Grange, our main provincial program today. In a moment, Paul Joyce.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeBortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
It's Christmas at Myer. To complete your wardrobe, save 25% off the original price of women's footwear. Exclusions apply. Shop in-store and online. Hurry, offers end Sunday. Eastern Creek, a broken-down truck, city-bound on the Great Western Highway at Doonside Road. If you're in the Mascot area, steady traffic towards the airport on General Holmes Drive and through from Marsh Street at Airport Drive to the International Terminal. A truck accident at Marangaroo, Great Western Highway at the Castlereagh Highway, westbound. Don't get caught with your Christmas stockings down. Hurry into Bunnings Warehouse, use Zip at the checkout and pay nothing today. You'll have Santa sorted interest-free. Visit zip.co for details. The latest traffic, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Fertile grass, rich soils and expert horse people give New Zealand thoroughbreds a winning edge. Graduates of New Zealand Bloodstock's yearling sales scored 120 stakes wins and 18 Group 1 wins last season alone. They've laid claim to the last five consecutive Australian Oaks and five out of the seven Australasian Group 1 guineas last season. Destined for racetrack stardom, over 1,200 yearlings are on offer at Karaka this summer. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tad's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Is coming to Clarendon. Experience the festive season of racing in Hawkesbury Race Club Sunday Christmas Party Race Day. This Sunday, it's racing into Christmas at Hawkesbury, featuring live music, kids entertainment, Santa and great prizes. Make Sunday your Christmas party at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon. All parking is free. Entry only $10, free for ATC members, children and concession card holders. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
Every morning at 10, Sky Sports Radio previews New South Wales racing.
They do, and we're going to do that right now with our Saturday regular looking at Villiers Day, Paul Joyce. And as I come to you, Paul, Nevesh is telling us the sun is out. There's a bit of high cloud, which we know we're still on the forecast of maybe some late storms. But at the moment, it's a pretty clear morning at Randwick.
That's right, Andrew. Good morning to you and good morning to all the punters. Yeah, it's not too bad, actually, and I think we'll get through most of the meeting without any extra rain by the looks of things, and soft seven is a lot better than what a lot of us would have thought last night, even watching those races out of Canterbury. So I think this track's going to race very well today for Villiers Day.
Yeah, looking at the radar, Paul, there's little specks, but there's nothing where we had last night. We know these storms can build up, but let's hope we can get through the majority of the day. Andrew Hurley's with us as well from TAB. Morning to you, Hurls.
Yeah, top of the morning to Andrew and also to Joycey. Yeah, very muggy outside, but I don't think we've had as much rain as what was anticipated. So at the moment, racing on a soft seven.
Yep, let's have a look at the TAB Highway. A few scratchings this morning. Take us through the market.
Yeah, a significant deduction here is Star Boy. 19 cents the win, 14 cents the place. Our favourite is Say Stella, 270 to 260 today. That's horse number four. The three, Lifesaver, 8 into 750, 12 to 13 for Manzana. Risk and Reward, very solid at that 650 quote. 14 into 10 for number seven, Anchoy. We've got Invincible Temmie, 21 to 26, back to 21. Mick the Hat, 460 to 480. Destiny's Reward, 31 to 34. And 850 to 9. Embezzlement down the bottom. Tobamori is an $81 chance. Clear cut pick for the first, as far as the market is concerned, is the four.
Look, speed in the race here, there'll be a lot of it. There usually is, especially 1,000 metre highways. Mick the Hat, he'll probably kick up from that inside gate. But you've got, say, Stella going forward. Manzana, Risk and Reward, even Invincible Tammy. So a lot of pace in the first. We should get a rough idea of how the track's going to play. I've gone 4, 3, 9 and 10. Say Stella on top. She's very hard not to put on top when you look at her record. 5 starts, 3 wins a second. She's won a highway here at Randwick over 1,000 and she won it by 3 and a bit lengths. That was her only run last prep. She comes into this first up from the Matty Dale stable, who have a very good record in the highway. So she's the obvious top pick. To beat the 3 Lifesaver, I think he'll benefit from this hectic tempo up front. He'll be charging home, but whether the 1,000's just a touch short for him, that's the little niggle there. Number 9, Mick the Hat. Well, he'll be on pace from barrier 1, gets in light. This is his toughest test to date, but he's never missed a place from 5 starts. And I think number 10, Destiny's Reward, if you are going to play the first 4s, he could be one at big odds, $34, Hurl's just called out. And he's another one that will release the fast speed. And he was scratched from the Wyong Magic Millions race on during the week to be kept for this. So they must think he's a bit of a chance. 4, 3, 9 and 10.
Yeah, I noted that scratching earlier in the week. So 4, 3, 9 and 10 in race 1, the Tab Highway. Race 2, the Summer Racing here over the 1,100.
Pretty wide open affair, race 2. $4 favourite is Mr. Songman. Up the top, Mad for Art, 18 to 17, back to 18. 7 to 750 for Dio Doro. We've got Mr. Songman, the favourite, 440 into 4. 23 to 19 for Sedition. Deprive is well back this morning. 650 into 460 for Huey Bowman. 14 to 12, back to 14, Miss Turak Flyer. Gongs, 950, and very solid, as is Kunamara at the $14 quote. Ready to profit into single figures now, 12 this morning, now into 9.50, Military Zone 6 to 5.50, and $41 for Sam Pierre. Best backed runner here is the 6 Deprived, 6.50 into 4.60. Mr. Songman holds on to favouritism at this stage, 4.40 to 4.
Look, speed in the race is quite good. Some of the pace has come out from the really wide gates, but we've still got Sedition, Mad for Art, and the two real on-pace runners, Mr. Songman and Ready to Profit. So I think they'll still rip along fairly quickly, hopefully enough to bring in the 13 late. I've gone 13, 3, 2 and 6. Military Zone on top. Now, I'm a bit worried about the 1,100 first up. He's going to have to get a long way back from the wide gate, but I'm convinced he's the most progressive horse in this race. Lightly raced three-year-old. He ran down Denawi here over 1,200 last prep, and on a day where Denawi had all the favours in front. It was a huge win, and then he went into the up-and-coming, and he was hard in the market there behind Master Ash, but he just didn't fire second up, a third up off the spell. So I'm happy to be on him first up. Loved his trial at Canterbury. He got back. He cruised home under minimal pressure, and I just think if brakes fall his way, he can get home over top and win this first up. But number 3, Mr. Songman, he'll be hard to catch. His first up run at Rosehill was terrific behind Kappa Jack. Easy Eddie ran third, so it's good form, and you'd think he'd improve off that run. Dio Doro, well, he'll love these conditions. 3 of his 8 career starts have been in group company. His other 5 starts, he's produced 3 wins and 2 second, 2 placings. So he's maps to get the gun run today with Robbie Dolan's claim. And the 6 Deprive, interesting, there'd been good money hurls because I think punters had been holding out just waiting to see how this track came up. He didn't seem to handle that heavy track first up, but obviously getting into the soft range and perhaps better by this stage of the day, punters happy to jump back on Deprive. 13, 3, 2 and 6.
Race 3, the Cadenax handicap here over the 1,200 for the fillies and mares.
Yeah, good race too, Fragonard. It's an $18 chance. A 34 is no change, Alma Lambo. Gibraltar Girl, 31 to 34. Now, Seasons, 210 to $2, back to 210. I can tell you, at this stage of the day, it's been just about the best back runner on the card. 23 to 21, Smart Amelia. Sweet Scandal, 480 to 440, back to 480. $71, Star Reflection. Savan, 17. 14, Charlene. Regimen, 950 to 10. 34, Kawakini. And Alessio, 750 to 8. Pretty much one-way traffic as far as Seasons is concerned. Still 210 available. Be interesting to see what price it jumps at.
Yeah, it will be, Hurls. Speed in this race, Alessio to get across from the outside gate, put some speed into the race. Fragonard won't be far away. Sweet Scandal from Barrier 1. She should kick up. And Seasons from where she's drawn, I think Timmy Clark would like to keep her somewhere in the first 4 or 5 to keep her within striking distance. I've gone 6, 4, 13 and 9. I've gone against my favourite Seasons. I just think the value lies with Sweet Scandal today. She should have won first up at Rose Hill. She got locked up on the fence there and never got out. She was favourite. She'd been well backed. Demerara won the race. Problem solver comes through the race. We saw her bolt in during the week in the Magic Millions lead-up. So I think you've got to give her the chance here to knock over Seasons from that inside gate. And at the better odds, I'm leaning her way. But Seasons will be extremely hard to hold out. She's won her last three. She's won them easily. She's still progressive. And she's two from two on sort of soft, heavy tracks. So she's going to be mighty hard to beat. But I just thought Sweet Scandal is the way I want to play the race today. The 13, Alassio, she'll get across, she'll lead, she'll be hard to catch. She's two from two on soft, and she's undefeated first up. And I threw in number 9 for fourth, Charlene. She was scratched from a wide gate recently to be saved, and I think she's ready to go first up. 6, 4, 13 and 9 in the third.
And Hurls, we should mention again, the regular races 1-4 for Randwick and Flemington. You can get those bonus bet offers today.
That's exactly right, Andrew. Place a win bet. If your horse runs second or third, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50. Now, that's for TAB account customer holders only. So if you're not a TAB account customer holder, well, you should be. Call 133390. You'll be able to get an account open in minutes.
That's it. Let's look at the Christmas Cup. One of the early features here, race 4 over the 2400.
Destiny's Kiss, $6 into $5. Our Century, $2.60 to $2.80. Second favourite as far as the market is concerned, narrowly. $2.40 to $2.50. Exoteric, Wall of Fire, into single figures today. Opened at 11, into 8, 10 to 12. The Bandit, Heartlet, 10 to 11, and $151. Dress Rehearsal. So, aside from Dress Rehearsal, most of these runners have had some level of support.
Look, speed in the race, there's not a lot. Heartlet probably leads, our Century Exoteric right there, and that's about it for the speed horses. The rest tend to like getting back, so unless there's a change of tactics announced, I expect it'll be a fairly slowly run 2400. Now, I'm backing number 1, Destiny's Kiss, 1, 3, 2 and 5. I just think he's the value option. I know he's firmed, and so he should. Once the rain came, all of a sudden he comes right back into calculations. His record over the 2400 here at Randwick, 12 starts for 6 wins and 4 placings. He's an absolute marvel around here. And, of course, his soft track stats are his absolute best. I don't think he's a real heavy 10 horse these days, so the soft 7 will be about perfect for him. And when you look at the weights, the others are creeping up to him now. Our Century, 58.5, Exoteric, 57.5, whereas only a few weeks ago they were getting 5 kilos off this horse. Not anymore, and I think he can run them down today. So one on top from 3, 2 and 5. Exoteric, the big danger. He's holding his form really well. He's won 3 of his last 4. Our Century, well, he's come back in great form with a win and then a close second behind Exoteric. And I thought number 5, the Bandit, if you are going to look for one that doesn't sort of fit the mould, he could bounce back after that last start at Rosehill where he just got too far back in the run. 1, 3, 2 and 5 in the Christmas Cup.
We get to race 5, the $500,000 English Nursery, all a part of the English Triple Crown. If you can go on and win this race, the Millennium and the Sires at the Championships, then the Connections would win an extra $3 million, a part of the English Triple Crown. This race, Hurls, worth $500,000.
Strasbourg is the favourite, 380 to 390. Hasn't been a great deal of change here this morning. $10 no change stronger. A Session, 9 to 850. 16 to 13 for AC Vinco. Enforcement, 550, rock solid. 101 off to Mose. We've got Blazing Miss, 550, just gets out to 6. Stralex, 26 no change. Out of Reach, 34 no change. Namino just gets out a point, 13 to 14. 34 is still ablaze. Aladala at 16 and Touch of Paradise down the bottom there. Michael Walker for Mick Price, an $8.50 chance.
Speed in the race here. Look, we're guessing with a lot of these first starters, but it'll be fast. 1,000 metres running for $500,000. They won't slouch, and you've got speed drawn right across the track from HEV, no outer reach, drawn out closer to the fence. You've got horses like Blazing Mist that'll be kicking up. So the pace will be on. Touch of Paradise, another one that showed plenty of pace at the trials. I've gone 5, 1, 3 and 7. I'm keen on Enforcement here. He's an I'm Invincible colt for the Snowdens. Loved both his trials. His first trial, it was raw speed. He was out fast and he just kept going. And his second trial at Hawkesbury, they rode him just tucked in behind the leaders. And once he spotted daylight, there was this sharp turn of foot. And then James McDonald took hold of him again. So just it's all about what he does under race pressure, and I think there's going to be a real change of gears there for him. So I'm backing the first starter to beat the one Strasbourg, who we've seen once in the Max Lees Classic. Look good too, charged through the line there over 900. The 1,000 will suit, and no doubt even more ground will suit for him going forward. The 3 Accession comes through a race at Rosehill where he split Ethereum Stronger. I couldn't see Stronger turning the tables on him, considering that was Accession's first start, so I'm putting him in for third. And the seven Blazing Miss, she'll be hard to catch from barrier one around the 1,000 metres, although she has had her chance at both starts to date. 5, 1, 3 and 7 in the English Nursery.
Just on Blazing Miss, we had Mark Newnham on this morning with the Duff, and he gave a very, very positive report.
Yeah, I mean, she's a big, strong filly. She's trialled well. She's had the two starts, and, you know, she's run really well. She just hasn't managed to win one yet. But I think she'll be in front with 100 to go, put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have a listen to what Mark said this morning.
I'd say, look, without knowing exactly how she'd handle the track, I'd be surprised if she's not right in the finish. Okay. She's come right on in those couple of runs. Big filly that really took a while to find her action. Going to Newcastle was probably, you know, better benefit for her than having a second trial. And then a run at Randwick was the day we had the very strong winds, and she was left in front, no leader won all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her a terrific chance today.
There we go. Mark Newnham talking about Blazing Miss from earlier on Racing HQ. Let's get to the Razor Sharp. We've got three scratchings out of this race now.
Yeah, Kavanagh comes out. 8 cents the win, 8 cents the place, the deduction. Le Cordon Bleu, no deduction there. 2x2 for Gibraltar Girl. All right, we've got Deploy up the top here at $7.50. No change this morning. $9 to $9.50, Burning Passion. Phil Swoop, $9, no change. My favourite, 21's, no change. First 10, $9 to $8.50. Marsupial, $5, no change. And Cradle Mountain is at $1.90, so it's your favourite. Now, in terms of the betting here, as you can see, as far as the fluctuations are concerned, punters look to be sort of just holding off somewhat here, even though the favourite is at $1.90. But there has been good support for Phil Swoop dollar-wise today.
Yeah, speed in the race here, Cradle Mountain. I think he'll find the front fairly easily. Deploy, Fell Swoop and Burning Passion, the other three that'll settle handy. But I can't see anything really challenging Cradle Mountain in front on my map anyway, and that's why I'm so confident with him today. 9, 6, 3 and 1. I think this is the perfect race. I think Claire Cunningham's found a really good test here to step him up in grade, because he gets in on the 53 kilos. He's still lightly raced on the up, we know that, and you know, I'd be saying give him another two or three starts. He'll be carrying almost top weight in a race like this, so now's really the time to get on him as he's still working through those grades. And if he finds the front, controls the tempo, I just can't imagine anything running the times that could possibly catch him. He's had two goes on soft for a first and a second. His win at Kembla on a soft track, he cruised home by 3 lengths. His other soft track run where he ran second, it was his first or second career start before he really started to hit his strap. So I haven't got any real queries with him today whatsoever. Away from that, the 6 first hand, if he jumps well and takes up a spot, I think he can definitely run second and maybe give the favourite a scare. He's the only danger I could find. The 3 Burning Passion, well, he'll relish the soft track. Coming back from 14 to 1200, a slight issue. And the 1 Deploy, well, his first up run was outstanding in the starlight. Not a lot of form out of that race yet, but obviously he'll come on from that run today. 9, 6, 3 and 1 in the Razor Sharp.
The big group race of the day, the Group 2 Fugan Villiers Stakes. And today they've got a first four pool hurls projected to reach $500,000.
And I would suggest it's going to pay very handsomely should it lob, even with the favourite saluting. It's at $2.80, a cracking addition. Really good race. Fabrizio, 19 to 23. Red Excitement comes out this morning. Duke of Valentinois, 23 to 26. 34s for Grand Rosso. My Nordic Hero, 8 into 750, being kept very safe. Aloysia, 17 to 19. Interlocutor, 11 to 12. 51 to 71, Satono Raisin. We've got Doubt Defying, but good support for it in the last 24 hours. Been a real tip around town about it. 7.50 to 7. Sambro, 9 to 9.50. Goodfella, 11 to 12. 21 to 23. Articus. Now the favourite, Skyboy, 2.90 into 2.80. Whether that price has bottomed out or not remains to be seen. And Gorwar down the bottom, 7.50 to 7. Really good addition of the Group 2 Fusion Construction Villiers Stakes.
Sure is, Hurls. It's always a good sight, isn't it? The mile at Randwick with a big field. And Fabrizio will work across to lead. I think Goodfella can tag across and sit outside. And then your other on-paces are the likes of Sambro. Galway won't be far away. And it should just be a nice, evenly run 1,600 metres with most runners getting their chance. I'm going to back the 11 each way, 11, 5, 9 and 13. Goodfella on top. He's just such a reliable horse. He's only a four-year-old. He seems to have been around forever. He loves the mile. He loves the mile here at Randwick. He loves the sting out of the track. And I just think with that 53.5 up outside Fabrizio, if Fabrizio drops off under the big weight, as probably most punters expect, I wouldn't be surprised if Hieronymus kicks this fella clear and the others will have to do the chasing. And at $12, I think an each-way ticket on Goodfella is the way I want to play the Villiers this year. Number 5, My Nordic Hero, beat Goodfella home in the festival. Had a much softer run than Goodfella, but nevertheless beat him. So I've marked him as the big danger. Chris Waller's got him flying, and he's got a great record at the mile in these big races. The 9, Doubt Defying, no surprise, he keeps firming. He's coming through the Group 1 McKinnon Stakes. He's a winner here at Randwick, and I think the market got the price wrong with him early days. And number 13, Skyboy, the favourite. Well, look, he's extremely hard to beat. I couldn't possibly have him at $2.80. You're basically giving him a better than 33% chance of winning in a race with so many chances. But he's got all those ones next to his name. 11, 5, 9 and 13 in the Villiers.
The total construction race 8, knocked around by a few scratchings. The most important one was Fierce Impact, number 9.
Yeah, and it attracts a deduction of 14 by 12. There's a number of deductions here. 14 by 12 also for Gorwa, 4 by 4 for Articus, Noshio 4 by 4, and also Nicochet 4 by 4. Well, the favourite here in the second last here is Organza, $2.90 into $2.70. Dagny landed some good bets last start, but been pretty friendless today, 12 to 14. We've got down to number 4, Roman Sun, in a point from 8 to 7, $26, no change collateral. The Getaway, 51 to 71, back to 51. Tip Top, 750 to 9, back now into 750. Vaucluse Blaze, or Vaucluse Bay, 14 to 15, 12 to 13 for Drockade. Placier, 16 to 18. Arangman, 8 to 850, 19 to 21 for Pelothronius. Organza, the favourite, 290 to 270, and So You Win, 8 to 850.
Look, speeding the race here, Arangman should get another fairly soft lead, as he did when he pinched at last start at Rose Hill. I can't see anything else taking him on. Tip Top handy, and that's probably about it. So he might get a soft lead again. Organza won't have to be too far away. But I'm tipping the 4, Roman Sun, 4, 13, 15 and 7. The danger is I'm going off a run too early, but I just don't want to miss him. He's a horse I've got a massive opinion of. Second up last prep, he won by 4 at Rose Hill. Here he is second up today off a terrific return. He's 2 from 2 in soft. And I just think if he's close enough to them, he can run them down here at the big Randwick track over a mile. And if he doesn't win today, obviously follow him up next start. But I think at the odds, $7, I just can't afford to miss out today. Number 13, the danger arraignment. He'll get the soft lead with no weight. He's going to be in this right up to the last couple of strides. And you're getting $8.50. So if you're not a fan of Roman Sun, you could back arraignment each way. Organza for third, she's short enough, but she's come back in outstanding form, and that reflectivity form from last start has been frank since. And then we look at number 7, Tip Top, soft draw, Tim Clark, loves Randwick. You've got to throw him into all of your multiples. 4, 13, 15 and 7.
The last today, the Australian Turf Club, down the bottom, 18, Charlie Chap is Andrew Atkins.
All right, from the top here, $34 for Burdebeck. Drakenfell, 750 at half a point to 8. Gresham, 550 to 6. 11 to 13, Cool Vinny. Penske, 10 to 11. 23 to 26 for King Tamola. 8 to 9, Mr. Tickets. 26 to 31, Our Belissa. Gee, a few of these have drifted. 460 to 420, Regent makes it favourite. 16 to 14, Superstar Bob. 16 into 12, Mercurial Lad. Campari, 9 into 750. And then we have Butteroo Knight, 17 to 19. Charlie Chap, $81. Look, it's pretty quiet at this stage. A bit of a head scratcher, as you can see, as far as the market is concerned. Probably best backed runner, aside from the favourite Regent, 460 to 420, would be Campari. He trims in from 9 to 750.
Look, we've got good speed here. We've got a big field. You've got Penske going forward off a wide gate. Mr. Ticket settling handily. You've got King Tom Lola rolling forward. You can go right through the page. Our Belisa probably not far off either. Superstar Bob, Mercurial Lad. So wherever you go, Butteroo Knight, there's more speed. I've gone 9, 7, 3 and 4. I'm keen on Regent to round out the day with a win. The blinkers went on prior to last start in a trial, and you could tell that it had sharpened him up, and then he came out on a heavy track and absolutely blew his rivals away. So the soft track today won't be an issue, and there looks enough speed in it to really suit him, staying at the 1400. Mr. Tickets, I think he'll run second if you want to play the Quinella. He loves running.